she got pregnant. And when Uriah the Hittite came back, he wouldn't sleep with her. So David sent Uriah the Hittite to be killed in action, which he was. So now, this week, we hear how about David invites Bathsheba over after she's finished mourning and makes her his wife. Now, after that, something happens that's very interesting. There's a consequence to this action, and his prophet Nathan tells him that God has been very displeased. Nathan is a prophet in Israel, and prophets could tell the truth to authority in a way we don't see very much around these days, I'm afraid. However, Nathan told it in a gentle way by telling him a story about this man and his land. And David got really all upset, and Nathan said, "You are that man." And then he explains the consequence of God's displeasure. And David said, "I sinned." And then Nathan says, "Your sins are forgiven." Now, this is an important story for all of us. It says there are consequences to our actions. Now, that's both the good actions and the bad actions, by the way. There will be consequences. If you happen to make a bad choice, there is a bad consequence, but there is also forgiveness by God if you confess and take responsibility, like David did, for his action. Keep that in mind as we move through the readings. In our Ephesian reading this morning, I think Paul is telling the church in Ephesus that they need to give up their childish ways. They need to grow mature in Christ. And then he does a description of Christ being above all, in all, through all. That Christ is the one who brings us to God. That in a way, when we trust in Christ, a little more can happen for us. That God has given us each gifts as Christ gives, and that we work together for the betterment of the church, using our gifts as to best of our ability. And sometimes that gift is one thing and sometimes it's another, and it can be different things at different times in our lives. So that is an encouragement for those of us who are in this church to realize that we are all part of this body of Christ that Paul teaches us about, and that not one of us is the whole body. Not one of us takes the whole load. We do it together, and that those of us here in St. Helens are part of a larger church that goes throughout the whole world. And so we all are part of that body of Christ. And then, as we go into the gospel reading, we hear Jesus talking to the people that he fed the bread to the week before, the feeding of the 5,000. I don't know if you remember that reading from last week, but there it was. And now, Jesus has crossed over the Sea of Galilee with his disciples, and he is followed by the crowd who all get in boats and go over to follow him. And they want to ask him questions. And Jesus says, "You are interested in the bread that I gave." Jesus sees right away that their interest in him is a self-interest. Jesus is trying to encourage them to see beyond themselves. That if you trust in Jesus, then more happens. more can happen, that you are a part of something greater than yourself as you trust in Jesus. And as you trust in Jesus, your hunger is indeed fed at many levels. Your hunger for knowledge of Christ, your hunger for commitment, your hunger for faith, your hunger for justice. All these things is what follows as we trust in Jesus, trusting that our life is following a good path and that He is with us all along the way. He says at the end of his reading, I am the bread of the light. Those who believe in me will never be hungry and will never be thirsty. So today, remembering that each piece of the readings has given us part of this larger story, and we can be thankful that we have a God who guides us along our path, forgives our wrongs, feeds us, and leads us onward towards something better, something more. Thanks be to God.